Welcome back. Well, today we're going to review an fMRI study that was performed on long-term meditators. And I'm particularly aware of this one because one of my close teachers, Locke Kelly, was one of the subjects in the study. And the goal of the study was to explore how meditation affects two primary networks in the brain, the external task positive focus and the internally focused default mode network. So the researchers had a group of experienced non-dual practitioners to first meditate on the breath using regular attention, the kind of dualistic attention we've explored. And then they switched to a non-dual practice. So the fMRI study showed some cool differences in the brain during each of these practices. The first conclusion drawn was that one-pointed focus tends to suppress the default mode network. It kind of calms and settles the mind, which Buddhists have known for thousands of years. This is often why most meditation teachers have students begin with concentration exercises, just to allow the mud to settle in the mind. Now, while this is great, we can't necessarily function for long with just this one mode. So the second conclusion drawn was that non-dual awareness was actually like a third mode of neural activity, other than the default mode and the task mode. The non-dual presence showed less anti-correlation or more of a harmonizing of the two networks, so that the meditators were aware both inside and outside simultaneously. This non-dual mode feels like being aware from an open-minded awareness that's viewing extrinsically and intrinsically. There's a feeling of ease, seamlessness, evenness, harmony, wholeness, and interconnectedness. So let's go ahead and see if we can occupy this non-dual presence equally and effortlessly open inside and out. So just go ahead and settle into a comfortable upright position. And become aware of your breath at a single point, like the rise and fall of your chest or stomach. Just focusing on the particular experience in this single area of your body. And now notice that you can shift to become aware of the location where you are focusing from. And once you've opened to be aware of this location, allow awareness to move from thinking to hearing. Just hearing. Awareness and hearing. Not interested in what you're hearing, but curious, where is the hearer? See if you can notice what it's like to hear without a hearer. Just hearing and awareness, like two sides to the same coin. And now notice that awareness can open to be interested in the space in which sound is coming and going. So notice sound moving through space, and then just be interested in space. Space in front, behind, and all around. Contentless space. Just allowing awareness to continue to the furthest place that sound can be heard. And then continuing to move outward until you feel this boundless, timeless awareness that's beyond perception. And just unhook for a moment. Let go entirely. Dissolve into this timeless, already awake, pure awareness. And just rest as this. Letting go, letting go, and letting be. And as you embody this pure awareness, become curious about the first vibration, movement, sensation, or pattern of energy. And curiously, notice whether it's moving through empty space, or rather, if this energy is arising as awake awareness. As awake space. So there's an inseparable pair of awareness and aliveness, of consciousness and its contents, that have the same taste. Just feeling this alert awareness that's equally outside and within. Noticing that this location of perception is boundless and here, everywhere, nowhere, and now. So that you're aware of movement, stillness, and space within and without. Noticing that your body has no boundary, that there's no real inside and outside. There's just awareness. Sounds outside, sounds inside, both made of awareness. Imagination. And the visual field of the world. Again, both just made of awareness. Opening to the whole body is a field of sensation. Aware of both hands, both feet. Just the entire body at the same time. And see if you can notice this tendency to go outside and then inside. Just curious if the two modes of cognition are still alternating. And if so, no worries. Just see if you can allow them both to be a single experience of awareness. Embodying this alert, awake, and alive, all-encompassing presence. Not struggling or judging or analyzing. but just becoming familiar with this push-pull as an experience. Allowing it to settle in its own time. Maybe today, maybe another time. No rush. Just allowing space for awareness to remain open to both of these modes, balanced, in harmony, equally aware outside and within, as if there is no outside or inside. Or as if there's both outside and inside arising from a single and seamless field of awareness and aliveness. And as you get up, just see if you can stay balanced and open, allowing all senses to be equally open with the information going to this spacious and pervasive awake awareness rather than the little thinker in the center of our heads. May you truly be at peace. Until next time.